Are you there?
Did I lose you in a tunnel?
Oh, hang on one sec. Oh, why won't you go back to the speaker? Come on, phone.
Do the voodoo.
Here, wait, it says transfer. Okay, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, no, you're still on my phone. Transfer back.
Now I should hear you.
Now, there you are.
Ah, okay.
Anyway.
So anyway, yeah, I won't waste much more time with this because we're
back
almost
home,
to the punchline.
Not sure what we have. You sit down.
Yes. And so I told him, I said, well, look, I said, why don't we just do this? I'm always out of 2 millimeters. Give me a carrot of 2 millimeters, right?
Yeah.
So we're all set. So Dad and Cindy are talking to the hot boy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm working with the dad. And speaking of Cindy, she's now texting me Trump things. Anyway, I said to the dad, I go, I'm looking at this price list. And I said to him, I go, so is this a current price list? Do you have an adjustment coming? I said, how long is this going to be locked in, right?
Yeah.
And he says, finally, he goes, you have to understand, no change in our price. He goes, we have no tariff. I went, what? And he goes, Belgium, we have no tariff. And I didn't mean this to get taken the way I guess everybody in earshot took it. I just looked at him and I said, well, of course you don't pay a tariff. Your country's white. And people, I guess what I didn't realize is all the Indians around me were all like, oh, run, ICE. No, no.
Right.
And Cindy was like, because this dad and I were howling with laughter.
Right.
And I just said to him, I go, doesn't that suck?
Right.
And he goes, what? And I said, oh, of course, you're nice white people. We won't punish you.
Right, exactly.
And he goes, oh, he goes, Cheeto, President Cheeto, what an asshole.
Oh,
like, oh, my God,
kindred.
I love you.
You found kindred.
I know.
Awesome. That's good. That's awesome.
So, yeah, and the thing that was so funny, as we stood up, to get, when we were, you know, I wrote him a check and bought, like, $700. He just gave me a scoop, right, but so that I had something to bring back home. And so he knew I wasn't just a talker that, oh, I want to do this when I get back.
Yeah.
As we're getting, you know, we're shaking hands, hug, hug, chocolate, take a chocolate, it's Belgium, blah, blah, blah. And we're about to step away. He goes, oh, I'm so glad you stopped. And I said, well, in the spirit of full disclosure, your diamonds made me stop in the aisle. And then I turned and I looked at the sun. I said, but it was Mr. Blue Eyes that made me say hello. And, oh, my God, this sun turned – I've never seen someone so tan turn so red. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, whatever. You're safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But still
oh, my God.
It made
yeah.
it blush. You know, that's funny.
I swear
well,
to God,
glad,
I can make –
I'm glad, though, that, like
– Yeah.
There are others. We're not alone. You know, we know we're not alone. We
and
know we're not alone. It's just – it sometimes feels that way.
The other thing that was really fascinating – I'm trying to remember who I said it. Oh, no, it was the mom at Yopa Jewels. Because we were talking about how was your season, da-da-da-da-da, and I was telling her how, you know, we beat last year, and specifically we beat last year's December, but we didn't have very many big-ticket items. It was a lot of smaller sales to add up.
Right.
And she goes, yes, yes, I'm hearing that all over the place, that the average ticket price was down. And she goes, it's the sign of the times. I said, well, you know why? She goes, what? I said, because affordability ain't no fucking joke. It's not a hoax.
Right.
And you wouldn't believe how many people, when I would say that to them, they'd figure out what I was saying, and they'd go, oh, I know. It's
right.
real.
Right.
And so many people, vendors, literally vendors, saying how cautious they're being going into this year, that they expect a correction or a, I hate to say the word, crash
right.
in our industry, you know, because
like, I don't know. I mean, diamonds shouldn't go down, right? Like,
I see. That's the thing that's so funny about our business. What connects you and I
right.
shouldn't really change that much.
But
all the other shit around us.
Right, you wear lots of hats.
Is in
you
danger.
And I just wear our diamond
yeah.
hats when we talk. You've got gold,
yeah.
pearls, rubies, topaz,
yeah.
sapphires.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and so what I am actually curious, even if he's a MAGA, but maybe that might help, has Michael said anything lately about what he thinks with gold, what he sees?
I'll ask him. It hasn't come up recently. Last November and October, he was 10,005 years, right? I don't
right.
know what he sees now, but, like, even the fluctuations in the past few days, like, it went from
55,
like a $1,000 swing, you know?
Yeah, I know. Welcome.
Helps.
Yeah.
So,
but, see, here's what I will say. When we were there in October, he's the one that said, prepare for 5,000 gold by Christmas.
And he was right.
And he was only off by 3 weeks.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the other thing I will say. I had people that really wanted to talk about it, and they weren't bringing up China, per se. They were talking about overseas investors dropping T-bonds and dropping what they have invested in American, you know, peripherals.
Okay.
And taking that money out and putting it into gold and now silver.
Right.
And so I would just be curious what Michael's water cooler talk is about what he's thinking the tea leaves say about gold.
Yeah. I will figure that out, and I'll ask him next time I see him.
We had a
fun-filled meeting about our next buying event, and this one is...
Yes.
Way different than what we actually have. Raul Val, how the fuck are you? This guy's a big wig. He's an entrepreneurial, like, Velasquez, thank you, Raul Velasquez. And he's leading, like, kind of the keynote speaker. We have Larry Johnson.
Right.
Shane from Fruitman Group and all that stuff. But this is, we're actually hosting the event at the Marriott. And in the buying. Here, there's going to be a limit of 50 people. We've never had this many stores, CEOs only, and this is like buyers and like, you know, it's I'm going to send you, you're on the list, you're on the short list. I get to tell you about it because
right.
you're on our top.
Right.
But like, he's not inviting everybody, and it's a curated experience, and this guy is, like, to tell you a short story of how he met, Mike did a CEO think tank, you know, mastermind group with Raul.
Right.
They blindfolded him and threw him in a truck, took him off site, put him through all these exercises, made him fight another CEO. Like, it was kind of crazy next level stuff, but that's not what we're doing, obviously. We're not pitting jewelers again. I said, wouldn't that be great? A ring and let the
Oh, my God.
But that's how he met. Now, a number of years ago, Mike actually invested in his staff here and had about 30 people do a 90-day program with Raul. And it's like emotional shit. It's like break you
right.
down, make it, and it's not crazy. Like it's not political. It's not.
Oh no.
It's just. He's one. He's Tony Robbins, Gary, whatever his name is. Like it's he's up there with the
right.
you know speakers, and he's going to talk about what it actually means to level yourself up as a CEO because we don't look at jewelers enough as CEOs, right? You're
right.
CEO of your business. And
right.
you know, that's what his target is to go like, hey, this is what we're doing. I mean, there's some of the same, but the investment Mike is making in this next buying event is unparalleled. I don't know what his plan is.
Is it for April or is it the October one?
April. It's coming quick. And, I mean, if it goes well, this is going to be what's the new norm, I think.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah.
If you can't April... I would imagine that we do it again, as long as it's a success, of course. But like, Raul is if you Google, and I'll send you his information, and I'll send you the information.
Yeah, just send it to me.
And there's a video
yeah.
you can watch as well that's like, you know, this is what it's about. But like, and it's supposed to be for real players, like people that actually, like, you know, you come and you buy with us. He doesn't want the casual guy that comes in, like, and just enjoys the party and goes home. Right?
Right, sure.
And we
talked
yeah. a lot, but he also wants to bring something to the table that no other diamond vendor is doing, actually.
Right.
The roundtable discussions, everyone loves, but this is going to
right.
be elevated extremely. So I still think it'd be fun to put gloves on and duke it out with your favorite retailer.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Show me how you truly respond to someone saying Blue Nile.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel. What do you want to do when they're like, well, I can find it cheaper online. Smack.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's role play, baby.
That's right.
I mean, that. Do you know how many sales meetings I had to go through role play?
Right.
You know, why Lazar and not Hearts on Fire and make me believe you?
Right.
You know, all the, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's intriguing.
Yeah. So consider yourself invited if you didn't think you were anyway. But April 11th through the 13th. And I'll send you all the information on it.
Interesting.
Even if that, well, I don't know, you get a kickback from buying it RJO, so it's
doesn't
make sense. But like anyway, I'm confident that you know as long as Raul has a good experience too. And like when you listen to him talk about it,